Love like no other. The last two readings that Gordon and Lorna read for us, I think, remind us and show us the loneliness that Jesus was experiencing and the darkness that he was about to enter. The observant among you may well have thought you'd heard a mistake in verse 19 and 24, because it seems to suggest that there are two high priests. What had happened is Annas was the high priest, but the Romans asked him to step down. That was not a popular decision. But in his place, he appointed four of his sons who took turns being the high priest. And the high priest that we read of today, Caiaphas, was actually his son-in-law. This was not going to be any fair trial by any stretch of the imagination. The rules of the Sabbath, particularly the Passover Sabbath, said that no one would be allowed to be crucified on that day. So things had to move fairly quickly. Jesus would need to be tried in the morning of the Friday, found guilty, convicted. He would need to have been crucified in the afternoon, died and taken down before the Sabbath began. And exactly that's what happened. Verse 28 reminds us that it was very early. We'd already just heard a cock crowing. First of all, Jesus came before Annas in verse 19 and then to Caiaphas himself. Audience with Caiaphas is described at greater length in some of the other Gospels. But it was not permitted for the high priest to condemn anyone to death. That had to be done by the governor Pilate. So Jesus was passed over to Pilate. In the meantime, Jesus's closest followers, Peter, had already denied his Lord three times. Verse 15 was the first time. He was with another disciple, as recorded, and the other disciple was, for some reason, we don't know why, was allowed into the court of the high priest. He managed to wangle entry for his friend Peter through a servant girl, but that servant girl was quite observant because immediately she recognised him as Jesus, one of his disciples, but Peter denied it. Peter then spent time in the courtyard, and in that short time, two other people recognised him, including someone who actually saw him cut off that ear. He was asking for trouble, wasn't he, Peter, when he did such a silly action. And for the third time, he denied his Lord, and the cock crew. Jesus felt very much on his own. Quite recently, Alex Salmond was acquitted, a long court case. It was headline news for some time. And there were many pictures of him arriving and leaving court. And each time he had what looked like his wife, his family, his friends, his supporters, and his counsel. No such privilege for Jesus. He was on his own. Love like no other. And during the interview with Caiaphas, out of the blue, he was struck on the face, verse 22. Nothing can be worse than a violence that you're not expecting, but that was actually going to be nothing compared to what Jesus was going to have to face. So Pilate could find nothing wrong with Jesus, certainly nothing wrong that would justify the death penalty. But probably to curry favour with the Jews, and also there was rather an eccentric custom that on the Passover Sabbath, one prisoner could be released. And Pilate made the choice to the people. Jesus, all on his own, loneliness personified as he heard the crowd yelling for the release of a hardened criminal and the crucifixion of a perfect man. And yet, let's just go back to verse 14. I don't know whether you saw the significance of it. This was all planned. It was all going to plan, and I can't help feeling that the words, God put himself into Caiaphas's mouth. When Caiaphas made this statement, it would be expedient that one man should die for the people. That, friends, is the gospel, the Christian gospel, in a nutshell. That one man should die for the rest of mankind. That one man should die, whereas Barabbas, that's us, should go free. Love like no other. I'm going to say a prayer now, and you should see the prayer on the screen.